This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump continued to defend, urging Ukraine to investigate his political rival Joe Biden on Friday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
He maintains it had nothing to do with a political rivalry.
I don't care about Biden's campaign, but I do care about corruption.
And says there was a lot of it.
I believe there was tremendous corruption with Biden,
whose son Hunter was on the board of a Ukrainian gas company while Vice President Biden led the Obama administration's diplomatic dealings with Ukraine. Presidential scholar Mina Bose notes there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Biden.
Were there concerns about perceptions of conflict of interest? Perhaps. That's a far cry from corruption.
The president says he couldn't have been targeting the Biden campaign because he never thought Biden would win the nomination anyway. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's prosecutor general said Friday that his office is reviewing all the cases that were closed by his predecessors, including several related to the owner of a gas company where former Vice President Joe Biden's son was on the board. AP's Zaria Shakily reports.
Ruslan Ryaboshapka's comments came amid an impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump that relates to a call he made to the Ukrainian president, asking him to investigate the Democratic presidential candidate and his son's work in Ukraine. Ryaboshapka told reporters in Kiev that prosecutors are auditing all the cases that were closed or dismissed by former prosecutors, including several related to Mykola Shluchevsky, owner of the gas company Burisma, that hired Hunter Biden in 2014. At the same time, his father was leading the Obama administration's diplomatic dealings with Kiev. I'm Zaria Shakli.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong's embattled leader Carrie Lam on Friday invoked a colonial-era emergency law to ban face masks in a dramatic move intended to quell escalating violence in the Chinese-ruled city. We get more from Matthew LaRotunda of Reuters.
We are now in rather extensive and serious public danger.
And with that, Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam announced she would invoke sweeping new emergency powers in an attempt to stop the city's months of violent unrest. This is the first time in over 50 years that Hong Kong has used its emergency laws, which allow the city to stop the protests by any means necessary. That includes curfews, censorship of the media, and control over transport hubs. For now, it seems the city has only banned face masks. It's not yet clear what else may be employed.
Matthew LaRotunda of Reuters. Iraqi police opened fire on protesters in central Baghdad Friday as hundreds gathered to demonstrate against the government. We get more from Reuters correspondent Gracie Jerome.
Friday has become the deadliest in 4 days of protests in Iraq, where anti-government sentiment is growing. Police and medical sources say more than 45 people have now been killed as security forces open fire on the crowds, most in Baghdad and the southern city of Nasiriya. The protests started on Tuesday over unemployment and poor living conditions, but have since escalated into calls for a change of government, which they say is corrupt. It's the biggest test so far in a year as Prime Minister for Adel Abdel Mahdi. It's the worst unrest in Iraq since the defeat of the Islamic State in 2017.
That's Gracie Jerome of Reuters. U.S. employers added a modest 136,000 jobs in September. That's enough to help lower the unemployment rate to a new five-decade low of 3.5%. Gus Fauché is PNC Financial Service Group's chief economist.
This is a decent report. We are seeing slower job growth in 2019 than we saw last year. I think some of that is the tight labor market is constraining businesses. They can't find the workers that they need out there.
Hiring has slowed this year as the U.S.-China trade war has intensified. Global growth has slowed and businesses have cut back on their investment spending. Even so, hiring has averaged 157,000 in the past 3 months. That's enough to absorb new job seekers and lower unemployment. The jobs report sent stock prices higher on Wall Street. The Dow and the S&P both gained 1.42%, while the Nasdaq added 1.4%. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.